welcome to our Christmas concert, and Merry Christmas as well. We're glad to see several faces back again from the banquet last night. So we're glad that you came back to join us for some more music this evening. It's good to see a couple visitors back as well, and we're so glad to have everybody that's here tonight. We're going to begin, entitled the program, Joy to the World, and so we're going to start with Joy to the World. So if you'd like, you can turn in the hymn book to hymn number 87, but I am going to put the words up here on the screen. Standing, please, if you can, to sing with us, Joy to the World, the Lord is come. Brother Jerry Kessie, would you open our service with a word of prayer? Amen. You may be seated. Again, thank you for coming to join us this evening. I think this is one of the bigger crowds we've had for a Sunday evening concert, so I'm excited. Do have a couple things I want to mention in the way of announcements. We do not have Joy Club the next two Wednesdays because of the Christmas holidays, so keep that in mind. Also, Thursday Bible study we are having at 11 o'clock, and anybody and everybody's welcome to come. If you're not working, to our 11 a.m. Bible study on Thursday, we are in the book of Matthew this coming week. Just in case you missed this morning, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you, all of you for that came to the banquet last night, and all of you that pitched in to help in one way or another. I think we had a wonderful time. We had the largest group for the banquet, about 75 people that we've had in a good while. I just want to say thank you for that, and thank you for coming again tonight. Also want to thank everyone for the generous gift that I received, I and my family from the church. It's greatly appreciated and will be used. So thank you very much for your thoughtfulness. My family has been extremely blessed. We've been here for, as Al pointed out, 16 years. I don't know why he had to remind me that I'm getting older, but I haven't caught him yet, so anyway. But he still has all that hair. I don't understand how he keeps all that hair on top of his head, but it's just not fair. Anyway, it has been a blessing to be here these 16 years. Joshua was less than one when we came, and now he's back here playing his trumpet, and is turned 16 just a couple weeks ago. So 17, sorry. Yeah, I forget. 17, yes, I've been here 16. Yeah, he's 17. All right. So anyway, Thank you very much. It's a blessing to be here tonight. We are going to enjoy a night of music if I ever quit talking. So we're going to start with Brass Instrument Special, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Before we get into the rest of it, I would like for us to sing another congregational song, O Come, Emmanuel. It's 83 in the hymn book if you like, or you can follow along up here. We're going to sing the first verse, the third verse, and the fourth verse of O Come, Emmanuel. You may remain seated. Hope. Both of these songs, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus and O Come Emmanuel, are songs of hope, written from the vantage point of the Old Testament saints who were waiting for the coming of their Messiah, who was long prophesied to come by Isaiah, Daniel, and other prophets. A Messiah who would do away with sin and suffering, and bring victory to God's people in the kingdom over which David's seed would reign forever. The seed of the woman, the seed of Abraham, the son of the virgin, the bringer of hope and salvation to his people and all the people of the world. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever." Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel." Galatians 4:4 and 5, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons."
No, I'm not going to sing. I'm going to read some scripture here. Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn."
Come on up at this time. Behold the babe of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Now you get to sing with us again, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Brother Ian is going to sing for us. There's a song in the air.
There's a song in the air. There's a star in the sky. There's a mother's deep prayer and a baby's low cry. And the star rains its fire while the beautiful sing for the manger of Bethlehem, cradles a king. There's a tumult of joy for the wonderful birth, for the virgin sweet boy is the Lord of the earth. Hey, the star rains its fire while the beautiful sing for the manger of Bethlehem, cradles a king. In the light of that star lie the ages impearled, and that song from afar has left over the world. Every hearth is aflame, and the beautiful sing in the homes of the nations that Jesus is King. We rejoice in the light, and we echo the song that comes down through the night from the heavenly throng. Hey, we shout to the lovely evangel they bring, and we greet in his cradle our Savior and King.
And we read from God's holy word, Luke chapter 2. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Come on up. Brother Dan Barlow is going to come at this time and sing O Holy Night.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared. And the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. When Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night divine, oh, night divine.
Thank you, Dan. Now it's our turn to sing again, and we are going to sing Angels We Have Heard on High. It's 89 in your hymn book. If you want to follow along there, you can look up here on the screen. We've been sitting for a while, so if you can, please stand with me. Sing Angels We Have Heard on High, first, third, and the last.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Seated. At this time, David and Joshua are going to play the First Noel.
Conclude the narrative of the night of Jesus was born, written even though we do not know for sure when that night was. We know that it was written by Luke with a lot of input, I believe, by Mary, because no woman doesn't remember exactly the day their child was born. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
I hope you've enjoyed the music. I know I have. I've tried playing these instruments they play, and the two boys are my sons, and the girl is going to be my daughter-in-law come June, so we're all excited about that. But I appreciate everybody that's played, and they have played beautifully. Right now, the choir is going to sing a couple specials, and then a ladies' group.
All the girl in Bethlehem. Thank you. Though to riches no stranger, he left his own kingdom where angels do sing. For I know the grace of my Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for my sake he became poor, that I through his poverty might be rich. I'll trust in the Lord forevermore, and thank him for my riches and joy. Jesus is here when I earnestly pray. Pull me up from this pit of miry clay, my help. Surrounds me with mercy, lifts me kindly and tenderly. O Lord, you're my Savior, make haste to help me. For I know the grace of my Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for my sake trust in the Lord forevermore, and thank him for my riches and joy. Jesus is here when my Lord knows my weariness. He gives strength in the wilderness. His water I've tasted, his praises I'll sing. For I know the grace of my Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for my sake he trust in the Lord forevermore, and thank him for my riches and joy.
Come on now. Christmas is not just about the decorations, though we enjoy them. The beautiful music, which I hope you've enjoyed this evening. I'm glad you came to be a part of it. last song the ladies just sang was written by Sharon Rose Enterline. That's Becky's daughter who was up here singing with them this evening. And a beautiful song that reminds us that Jesus came to change our lives. He came to change our eternal destiny. He came to suffer in our place. He lived a difficult life on this earth, but it ended with the purpose, the grand purpose for which he came. And that was to die on the cross for our sins, for yours and mine. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And a few weeks later, he went back to heaven. The Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for us who come to him by faith. Jesus is very much alive today, just as much as he was in that manger over 2,000 years ago. And he has the power to change your life. He can give you joy. He can give you peace that passes all understanding. He can fill that void in your heart. He will be there for you always. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Christmas story is more than just, sadly, what the world knows, which is decorations and maybe a manger scene. It's a story that can, should, and will affect your life and mine today if we will choose to put our faith and trust in that baby who indeed was and is the Son of God. This is the Christmas story. And I'd like to sing a song at this time, and it's entitled, This is Christmas. I'd like to read just two verses to you, and then we're going to sing a song together and wish everybody a Merry Christmas. The second verse on this song says, He left His Father's throne, He descended from above, He came unto His own, but they refused His love. Jesus came unto His people, the people of Israel. He was born of Mary, a descendant of David. his legal adopted father, Joseph, a descendant of David, the right, the heir to the throne of David, the king of earth to be the king of heaven already. And he came unto his own to be received of them as their Messiah, their Lord. But the Bible says here in John 1:11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Instead, they cried, "Crucify him." And they asked the Romans to nail him to a cross. But the Bible goes on in verse 12 of John 1 to say this, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." We're not here today, tonight, to exalt ourselves, our talents or our abilities, to draw attention to us. I hope that's not what you've seen tonight. I hope your attention has been drawn, not just to a baby in a manger, but the Lord of heaven and the Savior of all mankind. And he wants to be your Savior today. He came to earth for you. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We all need a Savior. We're all sinners. We fail, though hard we try. There's only one who can save us from our sins. There's only one who offers forgiveness and eternal life. And that was the one, the God of heaven, who came in human form and took our place. The one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. For God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That verse, this verse, they're meant for you this evening. If you will receive him, he will be your Savior too. He will change your life, and he will change your eternity. He will give you everlasting life. And if you have received him already, then what for you this evening? Well, this verse right here. Mark 16:15, it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and what? Preach the gospel to every creature, every person." As you leave this place this evening, we've been reminded of all the Lord Jesus has done for us. Let's go tell somebody that didn't come in these doors this evening, for they need him just as much as we do. If they will receive him, he will receive them. And he will make them also to be the children of God. But they need to hear. They need to hear. And so we're going to end this evening with a song entitled, "Go Tell It on the Mountain." And so I hope as you leave here filled with joy in your heart, the beautiful music and the message, I hope you'll take it outside these walls and tell somebody else this week. And if you're here tonight and you've never trusted Christ as Savior, I would love to share with you how you can be saved and know it. So when we're dismissed this evening, please come see me. I would love to talk with you more if you have any questions, pray with you, anything I might do. This is what not just what I'm here for, but it's what we're here for this evening. So if you would, please stand with me and let's sing. Finish out, "Go Tell It on the Mountain."
Thank you.
I'm going to ask at this time, Brother Al, if he close our service in a word of prayer. Brother Al.
Father, again, we're grateful for the Savior that we serve, the one who gave himself for us that we might know sin, that our sins might be forgiven. We pray now that as we leave here tonight, that each one here who knows and has heard the word might accept you as their personal Savior. We ask that you go with us as we leave here. Give us traveling grace and watch over us as we observe this, the birthday of our Savior, in this month. Go with us now, visitors and regulars alike, and all that we do, may you protect us and give us the testimony that you would have us have. Amen.
Amen. Amen.